Hey, Roar Nation. Welcome to Are You Real Fit? I'm your host, Casey Fuller, and this is episode 9.
With our lives being pulled in so many directions, it can be hard to focus on the most important thing, your well-being. Welcome to Are You Real Fit, where we educate you through personal experience, certified training, and coachings that show you how being healthy, biologically and spiritually, is an achievable journey. Now, welcome your host, running coach and certified personal trainer, Casey Fuller.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian of Fellowship Home Loans.
Many things make us different, but what do our clients say?
We can close your loan in weeks, not months like other lenders. They love our low rates and, of course, our personalized one-on-one approach.
Call us today at 800-804-SAVE or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Hey, Roar Nation. This is Casey Fuller, host of Are You Real Fit? Our goal here is to inspire and equip others to fulfill their purpose. And today, I am super excited because I have an awesome guest with me today. Her name is Terry Dempsey, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Terry. Terry attended college at Texas A&M and got a degree in community health. She ran track there and was a four-time medalist, and one was a gold in high jump, which is absolutely amazing. She has over 20 years of training experience and has worked with every population from young to old. She has certifications in Pilates, cycle, water, group exercise, along with her personal training certificate from NSCA. And she has personally competed in sprint triathlons during her years at the ATC. Now she owns and operates a very small garage studio called Fit for My King. And she conducts online personal and in-person classes and challenges for people. And outside of work, she's a wife and a mother to two beautiful and outgoing children. Graham is 10, Gabby is 12, and she's been married for 16 years. So Terry, that was just a little bit about you. I know that your bio is pretty long and you have a lot of amazing things I could say, but could you tell us a little bit more about yourself, a little more in depth?
Okay, well, like Casey said, I am a personal trainer and I went to Texas A&M. And another thing that I get the privilege of doing is working on staff at our church. I'm very part-time because, of course, my business takes up a lot of my time and my children do. But I also love being a part of the staff at Amarillo Fellowship and getting to minister. I think my heart more than anything else is to minister to women and to see women step into their full purpose and destiny that God has for them.
Yeah, that's so cool, Terry. How do you feel that God is using you to do that through what you do at your studio? And I know you do a lot of personal training, but how do you incorporate that?
Really, everything I do is about Jesus. That's my goal in life is I want people to see him through me and not me. And I've been given the opportunity to do that through my studio. I only play Christian music. I get to pray over these ladies. I love the opportunity that I get when these ladies come in and I just get to love on them and I get to minister to them and I get to speak life over them. In my online challenges, one of the biggest things that I do with my online challenges is we deal with root issues. One thing that I've seen, and you've probably seen it in your profession, is I have had clients who have come and they've literally lost 50, 100 pounds, but something happens and they go right back and they gain the weight back. And what the Lord really spoke to me is if we don't deal with the root and we don't figure out the issues and deal with our heart and have an inward change, it doesn't matter what we do to the outside of our body, we're not going to be able to enjoy the fruits of our labor on the outside. So it's all about heart transformations is what I get to do in my challenge groups and in my classes.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I love that you're doing that. And that's really what the Lord even has laid on my heart to do, because the longer you do what we do, the more you begin to see that pattern. And there really is no way to get from A to Z where they desire to be and want to be and successfully be there without that transformation. So I think that's amazing that you're doing that. And just a little bit that I know you and I've been around you, I've seen the impact that you have on so many women. And I just think that that's just amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
So I want to ask you, this is not in the questions.
Uh-oh.
But you're so well spoken, and I love how you just get out there on Facebook and you just inspire people. You talk about your real life challenges and things that you've gone through. And I just want to hear a little bit about your testimony and what God has brought you through.
Okay. I will do the short version because there's a lot of different aspects, but really for me, my biggest part of my testimony is overcoming depression and anxiety. And I can't say that every single day I wake up and I don't deal with a little bit of anxiety, but that's the big one is several bouts of depression that were pretty bad. One after, in college was when it first really hit and I acknowledged that I had issues with depression. And it really stemmed from low self-esteem. I didn't see who God saw me as. I didn't value myself. I had a very low self-confidence and very low self-esteem. And that reared itself in the form of depression and anxiety and fear. And, the Lord really began to work on me and transform me and change me from the inside out. And that's why I have a heart for that. But, also chose really abusive relationships. And through that abuse, it's because I didn't love myself enough to wait and be in a relationship that with a person that honored God and honored me and loved me for who I was. So, just learning how to deal with depression, but knowing that God is our ultimate healer, that's my big part of my testimony is overcoming depression and anxiety and, fear that's all rooted with that.
That's awesome. So that process for you that you went through, that life transforming process, is that what you try to implement with your clients and with the women you work with?
I do. One of the big things that in a lot of people that have come to my classes or come to any women's events here at the studio, one of the things that I always make them do, they hate it, but it's so transforming when we do it enough, is the mirror challenge. And I think you may have been at one of the women's deals here at the studio where we did that. But to be able to look in the mirror and see, God sees when we look at ourselves, we as women, I have never met maybe one woman in my entire life who can look in the mirror and see beautiful. We pick out every flaw on our face. We pick out our gray hairs. We pick out even, we could have what other people would see as beautiful, but we don't see it ourselves. And so I get to incorporate that and I try to teach the ladies and it's a process. There's days I still wake up and look in the mirror and I do not see who God sees. But how can, and this is what I love to tell my ladies, is how can we not see beautiful if Christ lives in us and we're made in his image? We are made in the image of God. And so when we look in the mirror, that's what we want that reflection to be, is an image of who he sees. And he says we're beautiful. I mean, he created us. And even every little flaw that we see, it was a divine purpose for God that he uses. Like for me, it used to be my nose. I used to hate my nose. And one day the Lord said, but I gave you that nose. It goes perfect on your face. And so that's one of the things, because of what I went through and the healing process, and I'm still in we constantly are healing of low self-esteem and body image and not loving myself and not seeing who God sees on me. That's what I try to incorporate in everything I do is women, we have to see who God sees. And when we see that, I'm sure you've seen this, the women that are so confident who they are in Christ and you just are drawn to them. You want to be around them. You want to be in that presence because you feel Jesus is what you feel. Mm-hmm. So learning to do that as women and lifting each other up, we can be our worst critics, but we can also be pretty ugly to each other.
Yeah.
But lifting each other up, loving each other and speaking life over each other and cheering each other on, then as women, we can empower other women to do all that God's called us to do.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And I relate to you so much. The thing that I always wanted to change was my nose too. And I feel like we're sisters, but the Lord, he has brought me to a place where I actually look in the mirror now and I don't see that big bump on my nose. I had this injury and I had a little broken nose at one point and it used to bother me. And I would say, I'm going to get a nose job one of these days. And the funny thing is that I went from wanting a nose job to a place where now I look at my nose and I see character and it doesn't bother me at all.
Exactly. Yes.
So yeah, it's a neat process when you submit and allow God to transform your thinking and renew your mind and begin to see yourself through his eyes and not through the world's view of what's beautiful.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
So I want to, going back to your bio and the intro, I want to hear a little bit about, I know you ran track in college and high jump was your main event. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, well, track was my sport too, and I love track. So I did not high jump, but I would love to hear a little bit about that experience for you.
It's kind of funny because high jump was one of the events in high school that I absolutely hated, which wow. I actually had a fear jumping. But, you know, I had a really good coach, several good coaches in high school that just spoke into me and encouraged me. And it became what, you know, because like God does, he uses our biggest fears and makes them into our testimony. Mm-hmm. And so high jump is what I was picked to go to college to do. And I was really well at it, but I had to overcome a lot of fear. Every time the bar went up, you know, my coaches had to say, Terry, don't change your form. Terry, don't get mental on us. I mean, I was very mental with my jumping. And that even held me back some from doing all that I could do with it. But, you know, I was able to accomplish quite a bit with it because I had people, coaches in my life that were speaking to that fear and telling it to go, basically. But with high jump, when I went to college, I actually kept asking the coaches to let me do other stuff. And, you know, they kept saying, no, high jump's your thing. High jump's your thing. So that's what I did was high jump for college.
Wow. That's so cool. I know I told you I have a daughter who is high jumping.
Yes, yes.
She did really well this year in being in seventh grade. And I want to get with you on that because I think that's so cool that
absolutely.
You did that.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
But that's so neat. And so with you being an athlete your whole life and you have your own gym now and you have your own classes and you take one-on-one clients as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome.
We get asked all the time, why Fellowship Home Loans? What makes us different? Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian of Fellowship Home Loans.
Many things make us different, but what do our clients say?
We can close your loan in weeks, not months like other lenders. They love our low rates and, of course, our personalized one-on-one approach. And always, our clients get 2 months off from their mortgage payments and $1,000 back at closing.
Our motto itself, mortgage lending guided by Christian principles. Call us today at 800-804-SAVE or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
What does your training look like now, and do you train for anything these days, or is it just your daily workouts? What are you doing now?
Yeah, this has really shifted over the years because, you know, when you're an athlete and you're actually competing, you have this goal in mind. And when it switches to just a lifestyle where you're just trying to stay healthy and fit, we have to find that we have to switch our identity, because my identity was I was an athlete and I was a good athlete and I was a college athlete. And then when you get out of that stage, I almost went through a little bit of depression through that of, well, who am I now? What is my identity? And I had to go right back to my identity is in Christ. It's not that I am an athlete. It's not that I am a personal trainer. I get to do those things. But most important, I'm a child of God. And regardless of what I'm doing at that time, I have to be focused on that. But my workouts have shifted. I used to love hardcore, intense workouts. But the older you get, I have to realize that I'm not in my 30s anymore or 20s anymore. You know, being in my 40s, I have to focus on taking care of the joints and changing it. So mentally, it's been a challenge for me to shift from that athletic mentality of, yes, our bodies are capable of doing a lot, but as we age, we have to do things differently and right. Look at things differently. And so yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with my workout.
Yeah.
Is adding more stretching too. I've never been a fan of stretching. Well, I say that I promote stretching, but it's not my favorite thing to do. So yeah. I'm making myself do it more because, you know, my joints and things
right.
like that.
Yeah. That's so good. The last show that I did, we talked about flexibility and how important that is. And I'm noticing that too, as I'm getting older, or I'll have a workout and I'm done, you know, and my knees hurt because of the weight, you know, and thinking, okay, I need to go down in weight and just focus on reps and things like that. Because really, as you get older, injury prevention and really taking care, like you said, of all your joints and all those things become more of a priority than hitting a PR in the gym.
Exactly. Yes. And nutrition. I mean, we both talk a lot about nutrition and the importance of taking care of our bodies. And, you know, back in the days, I ate horrible. And that was probably a lot. My depression came from sugar. I teach a lot on sugar and the effects of it, the white powdered sugar, what they put in it, what it does to our joints, what it does to our emotions. And the Lord revealed to me that a lot of my sugar intake back then was causing some of my depression. So just getting the sugar out of my diet and being okay. And I know that you probably deal with this too, is when you go to parties and you go to events and everybody's looking at you and what is she going to eat? And, you know, being confident in how you're going to eat and knowing it's okay that you're going to eat this way and it's not going to look like everybody else.
Absolutely. And it's a, you know, it's a discipline, but at the same time, when you recognize how much better you feel,
you know,
even when people are looking at you thinking, you know, that it's odd or, you know, they just don't understand it. And then people start talking to you. And I feel like it opens doors too, to educate people and to kind of share with them what you know and how you live your life. And I think that's great. So I want to ask you, I know that going through kind of the ups and downs, I call it being a life athlete. And, you know, there are times when I just know I have to set a goal and I have to do something. Because if I don't have a goal, I'm not going to achieve anything I want to do in here because I just have no motivation. That's just how I'm wired. And I know everybody's different. And I don't know if you're wired like that, but you did mention goals. And so I want to know, how do you personally overcome, you know, some of those times when you feel like you don't want to do anything in the gym or you don't want to, you know, get that workout in or you're just not feeling it? How do you overcome that and push forward even when it's difficult?
That's a good question. I'm actually coming out of a season where I had some back issues and wasn't able to work out for 2 or 3 months. And, you know, just light workout, not what I'm used to. And now, even this morning, I was out there doing my workout thinking, I don't want to do this. Am I done yet? I'm looking at the clocks. I actually did a Beachbody workout this morning and looking at the timer going, am I done yet? Am I done yet? And I thought to myself, you know, just being in that season is so difficult. But sometimes you just have to do it anyways. And that's kind of been my motto in this season, is do it anyways. Sometimes we don't want to do those things that we have to do, but the end results are worth it. Getting up every morning and going out there and doing something, you know, in that moment, we don't want to do it, but the end results are so important. So sometimes you just have to do it anyways. You have to make yourself do those things you don't want to do in order to have the outcome that comes with it. You know, the alternative is don't work out and don't eat right and feel bad all the time, not have energy, or take that 30 minutes to an hour or 2 hours if you're doing a little bit longer and get your workout in, and you have the rest of the day to feel confident. And I did that. I got it done. So even what I tell my ladies that I work with is do it anyways. Just make yourself do it. Even though there's days that you just go through the motion and get it done, at least you got it done. Mm-hmm. And the more you do it, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days, but you still have to do it even on the bad days. Kind of like, you know, our spiritual walk, you know, there's seasons where we feel dry and we feel like we're not seeing miracle signs and wonders, and we're not, you know, we're not feeling his presence like in other seasons, but we still don't just stop praying to him. We still don't just stop getting in the word. We just work through that dry season knowing he's still there. Mm-hmm. And I kind of compare that to a fitness season. There's going to be seasons where it's just going to be your dry season. You're going to not feel like doing it, but do it anyways, because there's going to be a season of harvest coming where you're going to see the results of what you're doing during that dry season.
That's such great advice. And I know just for myself, I've been there many, many times. And when you push through and you actually just do it and get it done, you do feel better. And it does get those good endorphins flowing, and everything in your day tends to have a better outlook just because you push through that feeling of, you know, I'm too tired, or I'm not motivated, or I have too much to do, or whatever the reason, because there's always a reason. It's worth it.
Right.
So that's great.
Yeah, exactly.
So Terry, what would you say are the most important factors for living an overall healthy and active lifestyle and being successful at it?
Well, actually, number one is your mental. What we speak becomes our reality. So if we're already speaking that we're sick, or already speaking that we're unhealthy, or we're already speaking that we can't do it, or it's too hard, or then we've already lost the battle. But what comes out of our mouth is first most important. What are you speaking over your health and fitness journey? Another thing that I love to incorporate with my ladies is, you know, as Christians, we don't do this alone. We have the Holy Spirit, and we forget that he cares about every aspect of our life, even our health and fitness. And so we get to partner with the Holy Spirit and do it with Him. So on the days that, and I have ladies that struggle with sugar, and I keep telling them, and some of them are starting to get it, and it's getting excited when they get it, is you have this helpmate, the Holy Spirit, that guides you in every step. So stop when you're struggling with what Spirit to help you. He cares that much about even our health and fitness. So what we speak, our spiritual aspect, seeing God right in the middle. You know, when we go out to the studio, that's our worship time too. That's our warfare time. We crank up the praise music, and there's been times where Daniel and I are working out and one of us are on the floor just weeping because the Holy Spirit hits us. And, you know, but that's our spiritual warfare time, as well as our other quiet time, is working out. But what you speak and what you think goes together. You know, are you thinking that, you know, our thoughts, we hear our own thoughts and what we speak over our body. So just speaking, and then, you know, kind of like we said, what we said is just do it. Even on the seasons where you don't want to do it, making yourself doing it, eventually it will become part of your lifestyle. You know, sometimes we try to talk ourselves out of eating healthy, and I'm all for, you know, being flexible, not being so strict that it's 100% clean. I do not eat 100% clean, but I 80-20, somewhere around there. Yeah. But I know for me, sugar is a no. But, you know, just finding that balance of what can you live with and not beating ourselves up is finding one thing a day that you can do to make a healthier you. Whether that today you focus on getting your workout in, tomorrow you focus on getting a new vegetable in, the next day you focus on water, and not going that all in attitude where we get burned out, where we think we have to give it 100% from the start. Finding that balance of, you know, you want to maintain this, so let's have a little bit of grace with ourselves, but quit making excuses of why we're not starting, but do a little bit every day to make your life more healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's so true, because I feel like the people who, you know, have come to me and they're just, you know, ready to go, and they want to, you know, work out 5 days a week, and they want a nutrition plan, and they want to know exactly, you know, how much water to drink. And, you know, I'm feeling overwhelmed for them before they even start, you know, and I'm like, let's slow down. Let's take a minute here and let's talk about where you are right now and where you want to be and how we can get you there without that overwhelming, you know, feeling of, you know, in 1 week I have to give up because I can't do this. It's too hard.
Exactly.
I love that. That's
exactly
so good.
Yeah. It's like that grace mentality trainer where, you know, I'm still going to make you do things and get you out of your box and get you to the next level. But, you know, that all or nothing is so stressful for people. And a lot of people will quit. That's why we see the New Year's, you know, you see this right. Too, the New Year's resolutions. I tell people, don't make New Year's resolutions, make life changing decisions. Mm-hmm. And those can be little and then grow from there, instead of starting at the, you know, with these big massive goals. And then, you know, by February or March, you're like down to nothing. Start out small and build from there.
Yeah. Yes. I totally agree. So Terry, do you have a favorite scripture or an inspirational or a go-to quote that helps you, and why?
My favorite scripture, and it's been my favorite for a very long time, is Proverbs 3:5-6. It's trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not in your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. So basically, when we put God first, everything else falls into place. When we start our day asking the Lord to guide every step, then it takes the stress out of us trying to figure out what's next, what to do next. But I love that scripture. It's always been my favorite.
Me too. I'm telling you, we're sisters, because when John interviewed me,
yes, we
asked me that question, and that is my life scripture. So I love that so much. I just feel like we have so much in common, and I am so grateful that our paths have crossed, and it's just been really, really neat getting to see you and get to know you through Facebook, but then being a part of some of the things that you've done in your studio.
Yes. I love, and I tell you, you and John are amazing people. I love seeing what you are doing with your ministry and your businesses. And it's just, it really is neat how much we have in common, with us both being trainers, our husbands both owning a company called Do Life.
Yes.
One being construction, one being landscape, but, you know, and just seeing you with women and, you know, empowering women to be all that God's called them to be. I just think it's all the similarities are really neat.
It is. It's so cool. I love it so much. So, Terry, do you have any parting words or a piece of advice that you can give our listeners?
I feel like I've said so much already.
You have dropped so much wisdom.
Really, I guess just the saying from Nike is just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. I mean, we talk ourselves out of so much and we are our worst critics. Our own fear is what keeps us from doing. And I'm learning this myself. A lot of what I say, it's because I'm in the middle of learning it too. But just do it. Just take one step at a time. Put one foot in front of the other. Start somewhere, whether it be even outside of the fitness realm. You know, I see a lot of people and God give, you know, we both operate in the prophetic and, you know, you get a word for someone and you see that destiny and that purpose on them. But our fear is what keeps us from walking in all that full potential that God's put on us. Like the ones that are supposed to write a book. I thank God that God has not spoken that over me yet to write a book.
But he might.
You know, I'm like, okay, Lord, not the book. But I've had words for other people writing a book. And, you know, 2 years later, okay, how's the book coming? And, you know, it's fear that keeps so many of us from just one word at a time on the paper of putting something down. And you might have to remind me of this if he tells me to write a book later.
Okay. But,
you know, just do it. Just step out and put one foot in front of the other and just keep moving forward. And keep trusting God. Just like the scripture says, you know, we're to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. He doesn't just want a little bit of our heart. He wants all of it because he will protect our heart and he will take care of us. You know, coming out of abuse and coming out of depression, I had a wall around me for years. I wore a really good mask and I kept people at a distance. And, you know, I had issues with other women because that was my ministry. But Satan loves to keep us from what we're called to do. Mm-hmm. And so I had to trust God with all of my heart and give him my heart and let him heal me and let him create what he's created. I'm just honored to be able to do what I get to do. It's a privilege every morning to get up and work with women and do what I'm called to do. I love it, but I had to be willing to trust him with all my heart and lean not into my own understanding because my understanding is way out there. Myth doesn't always line up with the word, that stinking thinking, and let him direct our path. So
yeah. Amen. I love that so much. And I love that you're so open and honest about that because it's so true. There's so much, you know, jealousy among women, and it does just stem from insecurity. And once you allow God to come in and, you know, transform your heart to see people the way he does, and you do that so well, Terry, you love women so well. And had you not even said that, I would have never known that. So that is how well God has transformed that in your life. Yeah. And it's such a testimony of who God truly is and what he's done in your life. I love that. Love it so much. So, Terry, can you tell our listeners where they can find you if they want to look you up for some of maybe your classes or some of your challenges? I know you've done some online, I think.
Not yes. Sure about that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Honestly, the easiest way to find me is on Facebook. I do a lot through Facebook. I do my challenges through Facebook. I have a Facebook page or I promote my classes, and I don't actually have a website for my studio. I have one for my other supplement business, but it's not the best way to get a hold of me, but really through Facebook.
Okay.
They can find me on there, send me a friend request, or go to my fitness page. It's Terry Foytick Dempsey, Fit for My King Studio. If you find any of that on Facebook, you'll find me.
Okay, perfect. And we can put that in our show notes as well. So we'll make sure they can find you.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, so hold on 1 second. So Roar Nation, we want to thank you guys for joining us today, and we are excited about what God is doing in and through Are You Real as a team. As you guys know, we have 5 shows weekly coming at you in all different areas so that you can grow in different areas of your life. We've got Are You Real Business, Are You Real Success, Are You Real Linked, Are You Real Government, and of course, Are You Real Purpose with my favorite host, John Fuller, every Wednesday. So you're going to want to check that out. And I want to let you guys know too that we have a lot of exciting things coming your way. We've got in May, we've got a Monday book giveaway. So if you'll get on our Facebook page and check that out, all the instructions will be on there and maybe you can win a book. So we're excited about that. So be sure to check that out. And remember, guys, set your goals, say your prayers, work hard. Love you guys.
Now that we've given you more ways to live the healthy lifestyle you were created to live, the next step is to reach out to us for links to online training videos, show notes, guest information, and more on rureal.org. We appreciate your time and look forward to helping you continue your journey towards a happy, healthier life here on Are You Real Fit?
We get asked all the time, why Fellowship Home Loans? What makes us different? Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian of Fellowship Home Loans.
Many things make us different, but what do our clients say?
We can close your loan in weeks, not months like other lenders. They love our low rates and, of course, our personalized one-on-one approach. And always, our clients get 2 months off from their mortgage payments and $1,000 back at closing.
Our motto itself, mortgage lending guided by Christian principles. Call us today at 800-804-SAVE or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.